What's the story, our lad? What's the story, our? What's the story, our lad? What's the story, our? Our!
All right, our lad.
Grand, our lad. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to What's the Story, our? And like John Waite says, I've been missing you.
I've been missing you.
Is there all a share of moaning, bastards? You gave me a load of abuse last Saturday.
That's it. I was a bit laughing when you were on to me, to be honest with you. Obviously, had the few pints down the hatch. Tell me, our lads, people are missing the old podcast.
And I'm joking. Do you know what? It's nice to be missed. It's nice that he has missed us when we're not there. And we really appreciate that, Ray, don't we?
We do.
It's Ray's fault why we didn't broadcast last week, Ray. Do you want to tell the good people of Balbriggan and our county and all around?
Jesus.
What's the place that we're number one?
The Turks and Caicos Islands.
So tell our listeners. Around the world in various places.
Afghanistan.
Why there was no podcast last week, right?
Oh, Erlad, heartbreaking. The old Yaris is dead. Dead. Oh, killed me. I was coming home. I was about half a mile from the house. And I was making a big rattle. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, gosh, look, I'm nearly home. Be all right. Got about 400 yards from the house and a heap of smoke started pissing out in front of it.
Oh,
I was like,
bollocks.
I was like, come on, 400 yards. Got about 200 yards from the house. Is it gone. Died. Ended up, had to get fair play to the McGarren busy lad. A few boys came out and pushed it down to the calf. Just to get it off the road.
Fair play, lads.
Auto fair play to the boys. And I'm back on the road now already, Keith. With me fucking... Well, it's not a piece of shit. It's grand.
Come here, right? It gets you made to be, doesn't it?
Doesn't feel the same, Frank. I love the Yaris. Do you know what I mean? But shout out, I have a crowd coming down from Dungannon now, either tomorrow or Tuesday, taking it for scrap off. He said, yeah, 350 lippers for me.
Is that pounds or sterling? Euros.
Fucking take it. I said, that car owes me nothing now, Frank. So it's got 3 years driving out of it, so...
There you go, I'll have to get you a few nights out on the beer.
That's it. Oh, 350 quid. I have to get the Uriok down now for a service and that just makes sure everything's taken over. Seems great.
I just want to say, right, before we move on to our normal stuff that we do this week, I said to you when I came in a minute ago, them burgers, and it gives you a bit of a bad rep sometimes. I do say it's a bit expensive and all, but
it is overpriced.
That Mexican burger I got in there today was nothing short of phenomenal.
They're unreal, aren't they?
Our lattice.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like you can stick a Genoa up your arse.
Genoa.
This was the creme de la creme of burgers.
Very good. They are very good. Give them that.
So well done, Super Value. Even though he is overpriced.
Robin Bastards, but...
But still, even for Robin Bastards, you have some nice stuff.
Oh, well, that's it.
Speaking of Robin Bastards, mate, I tell you who the biggest Robin Bastards are. That Tesco.
Tesco?
Like extortion.
Club card
be bollocks. 8 quid for a £2 of mince.
It's good mince though.
8 quid, our lad. Hang on.
Right.
You get the same one for 4.50 in Duns.
Yeah, then you have to go to Duns.
Yeah, no.
Hate going to Duns.
Duns is great, our lad. That's why I have the Elf vouchers off now. It's great.
The Elf vouchers.
Anyway, mate.
Moving on for the first time in 2 weeks, Keith. Your favourite part of the week?
Oh yes, Ray, it's time for Random Pony.
Well, it's just a bit of Random Pony, yeah.
And we're back with this week's Random Pony. Just before I go into Random Pony, actually, we're back in the session room, Ray.
Oh, I forgot to say, yeah, back in the session room. I took a little break and then back in here, yeah?
Back in the session room in the Irish... Hang on. Let me start up here. Back in the Irish Institute of Music and Song.
Jeez, you were doing great.
I know, yeah.
You were doing great.
Hopefully we'll be in the lark this time next year.
In the lark.
Have you seen lark? Anyway.
You might let us collect tickets at the fucking box office or something.
Get the foot in the door. Well, Ray, who's involved in the break, buddy?
Even with 2 weeks off, Keith, I said there hasn't been a whole lot going on around the town. The only big story was from about a week ago. There were three men arrested following a €600,000 cannabis herb seizure in the Balbriggan area. So yeah, three men were arrested. Basically, the discovery was made when two cars were intercepted. Intercepted. Makes it sound like it was like some sort of Bad Boys kind of fucking, how would you say, sting operation or something. But, yeah, the two vehicles were intercepted shortly before 2 p.m. And three men aged 37, 40 and 44 were being held in Balbriggan under the Drug Trafficking Act. Not much more to go on as of yet, but yeah, it was €600,000, I'm assuming that's street value, as they say, of cannabis herb and €15,000 in cash. I do a bit of that cash now. But other than that, not much going on there, lad. There was a, seeing that the Castlelands master plan got approved, even though everybody said it was a pile of shit.
When he talks, right?
That got approved, and then there was a housing estate down the end of, not Flemington Lane, what's the next one? The one the other side of it was. What's that called,
actually? Carrywack.
That road. Oh, what's that road called? You know, going down, drives down, going towards Ballscat. What's that called? Down by Anthony Pines House.
Flemington Road.
Is that Flemington Road?
No.
All right, all right. Yeah, there was a housing estate being built down there, and on board, Planola refused planning permission for it. So, there's something other than that, fuck all happening. So, yeah. Oh, actually, no, I do have one more piece about bringing news that I want to give out a bit.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Bit of now Ray's rant, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fingal County Council. Right?
Council, yeah.
Right. Well, no, nothing to do with, right, you know, the lads who work on the roads and all that sort of stuff, right?
Sorry.
Right, so you know,
great workers.
There's 10 men standing around the hole, one lad digging, right? So, unbelievably, with the amount of people that be driving around Balbriggan and Fingal County Council vans, not doing nothing from what I can see, but driving around in vans anyway. So, Fingal County Council are resurfacing the car park down the back road there, the Martello Tower. So they're going to resurface that, right? And they're putting out, they're basically putting it out to tender for another company to come and do this for them, and they're going to pay the company to do it. I just got to say, Frank, the amount of lazy cunts I see sitting around, down around, they'll know, if any of them are listening, they'll know who I'm talking about. Sitting down around the harbour in fucking council vans, doing nothing, drinking fucking tea, eating fucking breakfast rolls. Doing nothing. Put them cunts to work, Frank. Put them to work. Ten of them fucking floating around doing nothing down the yard there at Hampton fucking Cove. Lazy cunts. That's my fucking rant. Put them to work.
I don't think I need to add anything to that. I think we'll move on.
We'll move on now. I've got that off my chest.
Well, Ray, I'm just going to say it. It's a very raunchy kind of random pony this week.
Raunchy, yeah.
It's a raunchy team.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to start it off with this one.
Right.
Dad slammed for marrying woman who looks like his daughter. Now, I've seen a picture of the maid on, and you want the image of her.
Like, actual image.
Image.
And it's not something you wouldn't notice, like.
16 years younger.
16 years younger than him?
Yeah.
Bit weird, isn't it?
Very weird.
I'll have to see a picture.
I shall be now, yeah? In a minute.
It's
very, like,
you've seen the picture, so the two of them side by side, would they look like sisters?
Yeah! Weird as fuck, man.
Oh, that is weird.
Weird as fuck.
That is weird. That's Fritzel-esque, that's what that is.
P. Joseph in there.
Yeah.
Old Joey Fritz.
Joey Fritz. What are you doing? Getting the picture up.
No, I'm not getting the picture up, no.
You're not? Oh, that's what you're doing.
Anyway, right, so that is weird.
We're in agreement there. That's, yeah.
Well, right, moving on. This one came in from Paddy Mann, actually.
Good man, Paddy.
And basically it says, I am a porn star who was bonked over 4,000 women, but I traded it all in to play for Derby County. So basically, Jesus Christ. Parents there, right, and he's...
Derby County know all about getting fucking rowed.
He's had more rides than Ruby Welsh in the fucking in the Grand National, right, basically. But before he goes on set, he has to watch Derby County. He never misses a game.
Right.
But I'm just going to show you some of the comments here.
I'd be more interested in getting a ride than watching Derby County, to be fair.
Well, put it this way, what would you rather... Premier League or League One? I just want to show you some of the comments that come in on this.
Right, go on.
Is that why they're called the Rams? Fuck's sake. There's more holes in their defence than it's been just a bit lately.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on, there's another good one. I've just one here. Where is it? Oh, hang on. Ah, shit. Yes, this is the best one, I think. Derby. I'd rather pong 400 deals than play for Derby.
Jesus Christ almighty.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus, that's... I trade it all in to play for Derby County. I mean...
Would you really, though?
No, you wouldn't. That's the thing, would you really?
Would you really?
For fuck's sake.
Derby or them?
Fucking heading him. He looks like... I don't know. He's like a heading him like bleeding Gino de Campo stunt or something.
Well, like I said, Ray, it's a bit of a raunchy team on Random Homie this week. I'm going to stick with the next one here. And right. If I can get this fucking thing open here. Where are we now? Let me see. It's easier when I write this stuff down.
Yeah.
And the page is open. Well, wait, let's put... Are you a fan of Willy Wonka?
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, are you a fan of Willy Wonka, Ray?
The original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yes.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Well, Ray, if you're really a fan of a different type of Willy Wonka, there's a swingers party themed orgy.
Oh,
when you get golden Jesus tickets Christ. And fancy dress.
Oh, what the fuck. Where's this? Down where the hell are?
It's not, I said it's not Willy Wonker, it's Willy Wanker.
For fuck's sake. The fucking swingers.
basically, like,
right.
There's all these weirdos turning up, right? And if you get
these weirdos.
If you get a golden ticket, right?
Right.
You get free beer from 4 to 8.
You get free beer from 4 to 8,
yeah.
But then you get
passed around. You have around to go and have a lot of Gumpalumpa.
Jesus Christ. You want to be hard up there, like. I don't know. Is that, I mean, look, each to their own and all that, but I don't know. There's a line I wouldn't cross where I can paint myself orange for a fucking ride, probably. You know what I mean? That's that line, I'd say.
Well, I'm going to leave you with the best for last here, Ray.
Right, go on.
I was just stumbled across this Waterford Whisper today, and I just thought it was one of the funniest things ever here.
Right.
You know Dave Hay, and he has this triple thing that he had.
The triple thing, yeah, triple.
Well, according to the Waterford Whispers, Dave Hay says, I have two Mickeys. So I'm gonna read this out to you, right? So
right,
after recently updating his triple following the departure of Una Healy,
yeah,
former professional boxer and all around lad David Hay has revealed he has two Mickeys. WW Entertainment can reveal. Here we go. Peeing can be a disaster, apart from when they work pretty well, said the 42-year-old during an interview. They also make really cool slapping noises when I swing my hips from side to side. I'm great in bed. Mr. Hay went on to state that although one Mickey is shorter than the other, he insisted that the size does not matter, but how you use it.
Fucking hell.
My full-time girl, Sian, obviously gets to keep the longer one. So any new squeeze makes do with the veto. That's what I call him.
Danny. Veto!
Hey, Adit, now I'm fixing himself and sat in the chair. Excuse me, sometimes I have to peel my old sack off my legs. It's quite crowded down there. David took to his Instagram to show off his new woman in life, Mika Jova, who is now doing this for the attention.
Fucking hell.
God, no, I just love being the third wheel in the triple, and little DeVito is all I need to be satisfied. And the several thousand followers I'm not going to get out of this. It's fucking crazy.
Fucking hell.
How did he come up with that, man?
That's just, I mean, like, that story, but that's like, I mean, because the actual story is so bleeding bizarre.
I know, but the how did he come like, up with that stuff, man? That's fucking brilliant.
DeVito, the little Mickey.
That's just genius, man.
Fucking hell.
So glad we got all of that out of the way now before our guest
comes. All out of the way. We've more serious. We got a bit more serious now after this. But yeah, lads, coming up next, we have Helen Davis from Bobriggan Meals on Wheels. Helen's going to be chatting to us about the service, I suppose, you know, the service that they're providing to Bobriggan. They have been for nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Helen's just going to be chatting to us all about that. We've a little bit of a quiz as well. Quiz is back.
Hope you might get to fuck them in this one.
You might, because I tell you, no, I've tailored it a bit more. I've tried to do Fraggle questions for Fraggle.
Oh.
So we have, so we'll see how that
goes. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, they're not quite... You know, fucking what goes in a kettle. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But they're not quite that.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so look, we have that coming up for you next, lads.
Yeah, looking forward to it, right? And we're back. And this week we have a very special guest. None other than Miss Helen Davis from the Bobriggan Meals and Wheels. Good evening, Helen. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for coming on, Helen. Appreciate it. Helen, yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the podcast or not. Generally, when we have somebody on from Bobriggan, what we like to do is start off with a bit of an icebreaker. So we have a bit of a Bobriggan quiz. Keith's still looking for his first ever win on the quiz. So I'm hoping you beat him now.
Tonight. Oh, I don't know about that. I'll do my best.
Do your best.
Probably have to do much.
Well, as you said, no,
these questions.
No, because he normally gives out about the questions I do, because I try to do questions about Bobriggan.
Okay.
I don't like when you say that, because...
No, but I mean, as in... What would you say?
Boring questions.
Boring questions, he says. Quiz questions.
Quiz questions.
So basically, yeah, look, it's five questions each.
Okay.
I have a tiebreaker. And yeah, hopefully we won't need it.
We probably won't.
Well, I'll start you off. I've sort of tailored it a bit. I've given this lad stupid questions because of the moment. Well, not stupid questions, but...
Why are you giving me stupid questions? Because I'm stupid.
To suit you. Right?
You call me stupid. I'm not calling me stupid. Without calling me stupid.
No, as in, I'm to suit your style of question, right? Okay. This is what this is.
Whereas you're being politically correct.
I'm being politically correct, yes. And I'll ask you questions, basically, just about Bobriggan, you know, kind of...
Okay, I'll do my best.
You do your best. There's no trophies around here.
Oh, that's pity.
<Yeah.
laughs>
But I'll start you off now. So this would be, a multiple choice question. So I'll start you off here. So Bobriggan Town Council was abolished in what year? Because I only found this out today, that's why I'm asking you.
Okay.
Was it 2012, 2013, or 2014?
No.
2014. I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
You could win this week.
We were doing a bit of giving out about...
I know, I'll get the next one wrong.
We were doing a bit of giving out about the town council and stuff a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I actually thought it was earlier than that. But
yeah.
There you go, 2014. Keith, question one. We all know you were a big fan of pack races.
Correct.
Where was the original, the first ever... Pack Grace's Chicken Shop?
I'm going to say Henry Street.
Miles off. Right. In Limerick.
Right, so that was for Henry Street in Limerick.
Or equal now.
It could be. I
don't know. Don't worry, it was equal for most of this.
I don't know, again, you see, these questions come from me learning things as I'm reading about. So, Helen, can you tell me how many secondary schools there are in Balbriggan?
There are now.
Yeah.
Question.
Six.
Five. Yeah, I didn't know that.
The Tech.
Convent. Argyllan. The Irish one and
Braemar.
What's the other one? Braemar.
Yeah. Braemar Educated.
Yeah. There you are. Five. You know, there was only two, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were anyway.
Only, yeah, two.
There you go. Right, so Frag, question two. We have a new lovely, by the way, shout out to the lads there in Bombay Bistro. Food is unbelievable. We have a new Indian restaurant in Balbriggan. A new ish, I suppose, now, called Bombay Bistro. You know where it is?
We do, right?
What was it called before it was Bombay Bistro?
Ah, fuck. Something Palace, wasn't it?
No.
Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace. The Taj Mahal.
It was Olive.
Ah, bollocks. Yeah. No. Do you know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of the one down where Eaton used to be.
Damn it.
Should have said Dublin Street.
Down there. I should have said
We're going to be...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, everybody's learning something here tonight. Balbriggan, the St. Peter's and Paul's Church, has two very famous stained glass windows in it. Can you tell me who the artist is?
No.
No.
His name's Harry Clark, and there's Harry Clark windows in the National, what do you call it, the National Gallery?
Yes.
I was in that a few weeks ago. Yeah. Unreal. Two very, people come from all over the world to see these two windows, aren't you?
Very Balbriggan.
Yes.
He's a man so world renowned. Yes. Harry Clark. There you go. Now, a postman question.
I get this fucking right.
What is the address of the Meals on Wheels building?
Haha, number 14 Hampton Street.
Oh, he got it! He got it!
He's got to get it.
I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to panic.
No.
Number 14. No,
no. Forgot that wrong. I just walked
out.
Now you see, you're going to win this time. I'm telling you.
I'm not getting carried away.
Well, here's me now. As I said, my question is gone now. Just my next one for you, Helen. So I've
just asked. Give me one.
Right, go on, Helen. What year was Balbriggan Meals on Wheels set up?
1975.
Correct.
I thought it was 1976. At Google mine again. Trust me, Helen, I believe you more than Google. Lying bastard.
There you go. That's one apiece. Right. Frag, question four.
Oh, Mr. Wheel.
Right, not a Mr. Wheel question. You are Norman Fisher's dog, Rocky, infamously bit you.
That's correct,
Frag. Back in the day, right? What was the name Penny Coyne's dog that bit me in the head?
Sandy.
Oh, no.
Bob.
Sparky.
Oh, no.
I remember that because your owl lad was the person that seen it. Your owl lad was there when it happened. Bit me in the head.
Sparky, the black dog.
Yeah.
My lax. Sandy was the other dog.
Sandy was the other one, yeah. One all going into the last question. This one, actually, when I think about it, I don't want to slag you here, Helen, but I can't imagine you'll get this because this is a bit, when I look at it now, actually, it's a bit of a shy question.
Okay,
So born in 1878 in Balbriggan, Sinead de Valera was the wife of the third President of Ireland, Eamon de Valera.
Okay.
But do you know what her actual name was? I didn't know she had a real name. Not a real name.
I didn't know she had a real name.
You know what I mean?
Her name on a birth certificate.
Her name on a birth certificate, yes, correct.
Bit like Balbriggan.
Bit like Balbriggan, yeah. We've discussed this at length.
Yes. I'm the clue. No, sorry.
Her birth name was Jane O'Flanagan.
There you go.
Wouldn't have known that in a million years.
No, neither would I. Absolutely no way, buddy.
No.
Right. Question five, Frank. This is for the win.
He's going to win.
This is for the win. Back in the day, the chicken Philip Orgren eats in was famously what price?
It was €3, wasn't it?
It was €3. Yeah. He's the line of
like a man fucking his man.
What is it? Ah, there he is. Here's the champ.
You better tell everybody on your Facebook tonight that I won.
Frag of one.
How many attempts is that now?
It's a few.
Quite a few.
You see, that's it. I tried to give him.
Do you know what I do that? Because they used to get it all the time.
Ah, €3. Yesterday.
Not that I didn't get it either.
No. Yesterday, be in the milestone bar. Hit about 10:30, he'd be like, "Get peckish now, nip around the corner, grab one of them."
Back into the milestone.
Best €3 you'd ever spend.
No, well, you wouldn't be far off.
Wouldn't be far off.
No, that's hard, no.
But anyway, Chinese, let's not talk about Chinese.
Food makes all hungry.
He's already riled up about Chinese food, but he'll tell us all about it
next week's episode.
Anyway. But, Keith, take it away. No?
I'll take it away. Well, Helen, like I said, thanks for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you here. Like I said, you're not the fourth Davis to be on. Your sister Alice sat in this very room. No, she didn't. We're over in another room.
In the same campus.
Same campus.
Yeah. That's what we call it, yeah.
And that was a great interview, really. Enjoyed that one.
I wasn't delighted to see they still haven't built them shite box apartments.
No.
Down there either. So
well, that's great.
Good
so
stuff. Not yet, yes, at least. Not yet, at least.
A bit of goodness coming out of town homes, isn't it?
Well, that's it.
So, yeah. Helen, how did it all start for you in the Meals and Wheels?
How it started in the beginning.
Well, yeah, if you want to take it from there, yeah.
It started in the beginning with a lady dying of starvation in the town. And a group of people got together then and decided this couldn't be going on. So they got together and they decided to make Meals on Wheels. So between the church and the different volunteers, they started up, and they started up in 1976, the 1st of January, the first meal went out.
Yeah.
It took them 6 months to build, or 3 months to build.
Refer to your notes, Helen.
Refer to
as
my
you
notes.
Will.
Take your time, there's no rush.
To build the kitchen. It was all built by volunteers anyway.
Yeah.
So was that always been in the same place?
It was always in the same place. Wasn't as big. The church gave them a small plot of land at the back of, which is the social community centre.
Yeah.
And they all built. So we had all the builders, the plasterers, electricians, all the men with trades from Balbriggan got together and they built it. Now, it was much smaller than it is now.
Yeah.
So they had a committee of men, all the builders, and they built it.
Yeah.
And then all the ladies of the town, so many groups got together and they started the cooking part. So it went out. And it started off with about 30 people. We are now catering for 80 plus a day now.
Really?
Yes. And we have the Meals on Wheels go out 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And that's 80 plus. And then we have 3 days for the dinner club, which people come to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have people
so
there.
So say, for instance, like, it's aimed at people that have...
The thing is, it's for anybody in the community that can't make a meal for themselves.
That's what I'm,
for
that's
whatever
what
reason,
to say, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not to do with, yes. we don't only deal with the elderly.
Yeah.
It's for all age groups. We deal with the elderly, we deal with sick people.
Yeah.
We deal with families, we deal with anybody at all that needs it.
And is that now, is the dinner club you're saying, is that... Mm.
What's the dinner club, that's three days. Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Very good.
And we have a minibus that goes out and collects some people to come in and some people make their own way in.
That's brilliant. I suppose as well...
It's the social part.
That's what I was going to say, kind of the social
side of
it for
people. Most of the
people
that come are people that live on their own.
Yeah.
So this is their kind of social side of it. Because we say Mary is sitting at home on a Sunday and she'll get up and she'll go and she'll pick out an outfit for herself for Monday.
For Monday, yeah.
So that keeps them, their head going and everything
else. I know this now. Yeah. So it's actually, it's not just people getting that dinner. There's there's a lot more behind it.
Yeah.
The meal is one thing, but you have somebody knocking your door 3 days a week, seeing that you're okay, is everything all right? And then it's for the family, then it's a bit of security. They know mammy is going to be and daddy is going to be looked after.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody's calling to see if they're all right. So if we don't get somebody, we will have a contact for their family or the nurses.
Yeah.
And we'll ring and let them know, we didn't get your mum today, but you better check on them.
Yeah. It could just be a case they're elsewhere. And that. But no, yeah. As you said, yeah. I think, I suppose I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. It's not only
that sort of side of it.
There is a big social side to it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
I think that's why bringing your aunt tonight to the podcast is... I personally, I didn't know the exact way it was run.
Yeah.
So like to sit here now and you're telling us the other things that... Because you just think, just give out dinner or give out...
It has
to be explained to know what it's about. I didn't know, for instance, like say tomorrow, like, I'd go, can I get that?
Him rocking in his own post uniform now looking for
we
a dinner.
We don't refuse anybody.
I'd refuse him.
No, I'd make him. That's all right. You can come in and volunteer with us.
I'll be in with you in the morning.
Yes, and you'll have to always send something. You do your volunteer bit.
That's it. Nothing is free. Put it like that.
No.
For other people, yeah.
But it's run by volunteers.
Yeah.
Everybody that, all our committee, anybody that does anything there are volunteers.
Yeah.
They all give up their time. We have volunteers there that are there from the day it started. And we have volunteers that are only 2 days old.
Yeah.
But it can't be run without volunteers.
No.
Because it's a community thing and it's very important to keep it in the community.
Oh, 100%.
So that's what we're looking for, is people to help us out that way.
Yeah.
You know.
And how many volunteers would you have regularly now at the moment?
We have on our books about 40 drivers.
Yeah.
Volunteers. And we have about, I'd say, 20 kitchen staff volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need at least 8 drivers a day.
I see. Yeah.
To cover this. Because Balbriggan is a big area to cover.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to get the meal from us to them quick enough that it's hot and everything. And that they can have a bit of time to talk to the person as well.
Yeah.
It's not just throw the meal and go. It's a little bit of interaction.
Yeah. And what area would you just cover? Would you cover Balbriggan?
We go to Barnagera.
Yeah.
To the Man of War. And we go to the Delvin Bridge. And we go to the Knoll. We deliver to the Knoll and they deliver out themselves there.
Oh, so they would have their own...
They have their own senior citizens thing.
It's got a great community out in the Knoll, Frank. Great community out in the Knoll. I have to say it. I'm still waiting on people to remember my name down in the pub now. But
can't go back too many generations out there, you see.
That shouldn't take long, right?
They go back generations out there, all right. That's great. And so, I mean... For anybody who might be listening to this now, Ellen, I suppose, and anyway interested, I mean, what do they need to do if they want to volunteer?
Well, if they want to volunteer, they have to be Garda cleared, which only takes 2 weeks.
That's you fucked.
I'm as clean as a whistle. You won't hear me on fucking who's people break. Yes.
So that's how they start. They get their Garda clearance.
Okay.
And then they can start then after that. So what we're looking for is anybody wishing to drive, volunteer in the kitchen, help with fundraising, help with on committees, any way at all. If they want to, any groups that want to make a fundraiser for us, the schools do food collections and vegetable collections for us, which is great because cost of living now is keep our prices down. People have to realise we're not funded by any group. It's a charity.
Yeah.
We fundraise. That's how we run it.
And that's it. There's no...
We get 1.40 per meal off the HSE. Other than
€1.40.
Yeah. After that, everything has to be fundraised.
Funny, yeah.
For us to keep it running.
Just keep the lights on, essentially.
Yes. everything. Right.
That's amazing. That's yeah. the question. That's, I mean, yeah. ask you something like, yeah. was it state funded?
No, a lot of people think it is. It's not. That's why we need to keep it as a community group. We don't want it to go into being factory done or anything like that. We needed to keep people interested in it to keep it alive in the community.
I was under the impression that it was an actual Irish institution.
That there was, was.
They're all independents. All the Meals on Wheels are independent, voluntary charities.
Yeah.
They're all set up. We're not connected.
Yeah.
They're all individual for their own community and they work all differently.
That's unreal. That's amazing. I mean, to be able to do that, as you said, with so little help.
Yeah.
From the state, that's phenomenal.
But the people of Balbriggan have kept us going for all these years. They are so great. They're great. They keep behind us 100%. They're fantastic.
That is one thing I'd say. I think, a town like Balbriggan, I think, historically thinking back, we will always support, our local, as I said, our local charities and things like that. And there obviously is... As I said, you've plenty of people helping you out. As obviously, you'll never turn down anymore.
we need a lot of younger people to start getting involved to keep it going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The younger or age group lads.
Yeah,
to keep it going. You know what I mean. To keep it running. Because it's a great thing for the town to have.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Know?
It is.
Well, that's it.
It really is.
Yeah. I always remember. I'll give you. I know we're talking, I suppose it's a sort of serious subject, but I said I do have a funny Meals on Wheels story that I didn't tell you. Well, I'll tell you one and then you can tell us of how. But my granddad Mickey, I'll say he's an arsehole. Well, was an arsehole. Anyway, he was an arsehole. But he was a miserable old prick. But he used to get the Meals on Wheels delivered over to the house. And you know why he did? Because he thought me nanny was trying to poison them. She wasn't. If she wanted them dead, I'm sure she put a fucking could have started. But he used to get the meals delivered over because he thought Peggy was trying to poison them. And so Peggy'd be making her own dinners. And he'd be getting the Meals on Wheels over. I would have charged him.
Oh well, people are given, do you know, I don't know whether you lads know, the church gate or the church envelopes.
Yes.
We have them. And what we do is we give them out to the clients and we ask for a contribution.
Yeah.
Some people are very generous. Mm. And then we have people that are slightly senile and would give you a brooch or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a mixture.
You know,
people are give what they can.
Yeah.
All right.
And
we're lucky enough that with the community of Balbriggan, we don't have to insist 100% on what people give us.
Yeah. Well, I see you have the shop there and stuff.
Yes,
you know,
we have
a couple
that.
Of weeks and stuff.
Yeah. And
well,
we have our bucket collection next weekend. So we're at the church.
Tell everybody.
We're at the church next Sunday.
Yeah.
We're at the post office next Friday. Super Value next Friday. Millfield next Friday, Saturday. And Saturday and so Saturday in both places, Millfield and Super Value.
Very good.
So we'll be out.
So that's it. So get us our wallets out, lads.
Yes.
And put a few. Now, I'll tell you probably want to be down at the post office on a Tuesday morning. I think that's where you'll probably catch plenty of people down there. Now,
you're like two of our Westlake tickets down there.
All the lads coming up from the harbour to go into the post office to collect the wages. Oh, you can say nothing. Cash in hand, huh? But yeah, there you are, lads. So look, you'll see.
You'll see all the volunteers. Oh, I will, yeah. And all the volunteers will be out.
They'll be out. So catches our, what does it call it? Untighten them poor strings or whatever
that's
way
it.
You want to call
yes.
it.
That's it.
No, that's great. But go on, there has to be, as you said. You've set yourself up now, Helen. Give us a funny story. Hey, don't mention any names. We rarely do.
Only sometimes.
I can't. Not allowed. Sorry. Confidentiality.
Confidentiality.
It's my dad. Tell me.
No, your father was a gentleman.
Well, here's a question for you, Helen. Just came into me years ago. Have you ever had an absolute disaster in the kitchen? Has somebody ever made an absolute balls of a spray. I can say yes
when yeah. I wasn't there.
Oh, and is that why it happened?
I'm not saying that. It did happen. A big booby.
Yeah.
A ginormous booby.
Go on.
Tray of chicken breasts.
Yeah.
Taken out of the cooker.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere. So that was the end of that. Couldn't be used.
Back to the drawing board.
Yep. Then they had to start again. Get other stuff.
And as I said, I know you're not saying it, but I'm taking it as that only happened because you weren't there, Helen.
I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what I'd say, Helen. I'd make sure my name was kept away
from that. I wasn't there. Don't kill me.
You sure you weren't there, Patrick? Didn't put your head in that day and distract them.
I could have. I did distract it on a piece. I didn't want to get distracted.
Easily, yes. But, actually, as well, last year, Helen, obviously, you opened the outdoor area.
Yes.
What do you call that? A centre? What do you call it? Hub?
It's just called an outside area.
Yeah.
We use it for doing... The girls use it when they're doing the pop-up shop. So people can sit down and have a cup of tea and coffee and bun or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was actually, we dedicated it to Owen Callaghan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was one of the founder members.
Yeah.
And he put an awful lot of work into the hall and Meals on Wheels and everything. So we thought it was something to show the appreciation, you know. He only stepped down last year.
Yeah.
After all those years.
And still going strong.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
And you know what? He's one of the, always one of these people. I think in my head, he's always looked like that. Like I'm knocking on 40 now at this stage, Alan. And he always, in my head, he's just always looked exactly the same. Yeah.
That's one man that done an awful lot for this town.
Yeah.
Don't realise it, you know.
Well, that's it between that and I suppose Owen was always involved with the Armada and all that as well.
Cryptic and all those other things in the town.
Cryptic.
Mm.
What place?
Keeley loves the Cryptic. Yeah. Loves the Cryptic.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back. What's going on in there now?
You can, with Sweetman's and Yopes. It's a solicitor or something up there.
I've seen a couple of people going in and out of it the other day and I was like...
Shane loved Cryptic.
Missed that.
Great nights in there.
Playing
his guitar.
Oh, yeah. Terrible nights. Remember, we actually, speaking of Shane, what's it? The band with him, Ben, Woggle. What were they called? Timmy Berger. What did they call the band? Remember, me and Heno got up and were like doing a song with them. What did we get up and do? Oh, it was Queen. That's called We Will Rock You.
That was painful.
We got up and did a song. We got up and did a song. Right, we up there, the bass guitar on. I said, there's nothing in this for me. Like, for about 2.5 minutes. I stand there like a spare prick. We just come in at the end.
A great place, though.
Oh, it was unreal.
Absolutely fantastic.
What I'd say is, I suppose, Helen, as you said, because obviously... Your state funding isn't exactly generous.
No.
I suppose, can you tell us, we can tell everybody then, I suppose, look, how can people contribute to the work that you've been doing for nearly 50 years? And hopefully to keep it going.
Anybody that is thinking of organising anything to always think of us to do.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to do a fundraiser for us, we'd be delighted. The schools do, as I said, a vegetables and food drive, which is great because we can pass that on some of the stuff. I can't think.
I suppose they looked at unwanted gifts and things.
Oh, yeah, gifts because then we sell them. We sell them in a pop-up shop and we do a Christmas fair.
Yeah.
So any good stuff.
So what, I suppose, that's the sense of probably. What kind of stuff can people...
Do you know, if people have, say, anything that's in a packaging, aftershave. Anything that's in good condition that we can sell on and we sell it and make a few bob. And that's how we do it. And then we usually have a sale of work, which people donate clothes and bric-a-brac and stuff. And we have that and make a few bob.
Yeah.
And that's what we sell too in a pop shop.
Cool stuff. We'd always be saying to people, certainly keep an eye out for that. As I said, obviously, it's around Facebook and that sort of thing. So, lads, if you have good stuff that can help the guys out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can just drop down to
up to Hampton Street. Yeah,
drop
it up there for.
What day is your pop up shop beyond, Helen?
On a Friday.
Grand
Friday.
On a Friday.
It's just closed this Friday and next Friday because next weekend we're out making money. The girls that run it is our fundraising committee.
I see.
So they're the ones that do all this.
And what time does it normally start on a Friday?
10. 10 till 1.
So there you are, lads. There is no.
Yes.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I suppose as we said before we even started here, Ellen, I suppose, you know, what we're hoping to do is obviously.
Yeah.
Put it out there and hopefully somebody will, you know, a few people will hear and say, you know, I have a bit of spare time. I said, I'd be useless to you now in that kitchen, Helen.
No, well, you see, this is it. People have to realise it doesn't have to be only in the kitchen.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be only in the kitchen. It
can be any of the ways we have mentioned.
You can go on the fundraising committee.
Yeah.
You can volunteer to go with a driver.
Yeah.
If they can't drive, if they want to help that way. Or they can, there's always other ways, like, there's lots of, like when we're fundraising or doing a food drive, we're always looking for bodies. So if somebody can say, right, if you can, there's my number, if you're anything coming up, ring me and if I'm free, I'll help.
And they can get in touch with you on Facebook, they can call in.
They'd all have to be guard cleared. That's the only thing with people.
I think on the fundraising side, yourself and Ray, we did one for the Cancer Support last year, so we could definitely do one for you this year.
That would be brilliant. Absolutely.
So that's it, lads. Get your debit cards out there now.
Yeah.
GoFundMe coming soon.
That's it.
She was doing a separate revenue.
Get the revenue out, yeah. But you know, Ellen, look, I said, I suppose, all we can really say is, look, is thanks very much for
coming on. Thank you for the opportunity. Having the chat with us.
Thanks for taking part in that shambles of a quiz.
I got 0.
All joking aside, it was great for you to come down tonight and explain everything because I don't think a lot of people.
No, people don't understand. No.
They probably just say, I just see someone driving, dropping something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you see, a lot of people don't understand until it comes to their door that somebody is sick, belong to them, and they look into it then. But they have to realise there's people at home in their houses that are sick, say come home from hospital, and they're struggling.
Yeah.
Those people can ask. They think it's only for old people. It's not. We've had new mums.
Mm-hmm.
We've had cancer patients. Yeah. We've had anybody. Do you know what I mean? Families that are struggling. We can short term help them and then help them on to somebody else that can help them long term.
Yeah.
But we will help anybody. And as things are now with the cost of living, we know people are struggling. So it's all confidential. Nobody will know nothing.
Yeah.
You know, if they need help, ask.
Just get in contact.
Yeah. Just ask.
Fair play,
really.
And
hats off to everybody who's associated.
Everybody who's involved, for such a community minded initiative.
That's what it is.
The work that you're doing in the community. I suppose for myself, just in general, thanks for what you're doing, Helen. That's what I'd say.
Thank you, Helen. Yes.
I suppose we'll leave her there. Again, Helen, look, thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking a bit of time to chat to us.
Absolutely no problem. And thanks for coming
down. As we've been saying, look, if anybody is anyway interested, get in touch with the guys on our Facebook, Balbriggan Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
Again, donations, food drives, you know, unwanted gifts, different things for the sales work. Look, keep them in mind, lads.
That's it. Thank you.
Grant, talk to you next week, lads.
Talk to you next week, lads and ladies. Have a good one.